So we got an interesting question. Again, this is a response from the editorial from Sheila Venkatakrishnan. She's our transcriber, transcribes all the talks from Chennai now that go on the Taka, that go on the Taka page, the written versions. She is the transcriber. I was transcribing your talks on good people, evil people, and was reminded of something I read recently in a book called Soul Food. May I share that with you? Quote, if we set aside the superficiality of so many of our judgments, would we not see with great depth and understanding? It is also true that in this depth and understanding, we would discover new dimensions of humility, forgiveness, and tolerance. The energy employed in the judging mind is sufficient to transform the world. It is an energy we need to rechannel. Unquote. So then Sheila asks the question, this seems to tie in with what you are saying. I am wondering, why do we judge people? How does an assessment differ from an evaluation and from a judgment? Anybody know? Assessment, evaluation, and a judgment. What is labeling at one extreme end of assessing? What is then the other extreme? It appears to me that this concept, misconcept, is at the root of many problems, big and small, in personal, public, and national relationships. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for addressing this issue, and I hope it grows beyond publisher's desk. I am grateful to George Bush for his contributions toward making you talk on this subject. Access of evil. evil. Well, that's an interesting question, so I haven't answered her yet, but I thought about it this morning. So, in terms of the differences between assessment, evaluation, and judgment, there really aren't any. It's just different words for the same thing. It's more the type of judgment that differs. So what the author was referring to was superficial judgments, where we don't look deeply into someone. We're just looking at the surface, looking at something very external about the person and making a judgment. So therefore, when we try to find the extremes, superficial judgment is one extreme, and an in-depth judgment, or really looking into someone's nature deeply, is the other end of that. Or said another way, we can assess someone, and we're looking for their faults. We're trying to find everything that's wrong with them so we can criticize them, right? That happens. Or are we looking at them to find their goodness? So we can talk about that. So lots of people, for some reason, like to look at people and find their faults rather than their goodness. I guess it makes better gossip. Can't really gossip about someone's goodness as well as their faults.